Good morning. It is Chris and the crew this morning. This is my favorite day of the year because, as I've told my fellow crew members this morning, there are no rules this morning on 94.5 PSD. I'm Joe. We'll do a little roll call. I'm Joe.
Howdy. I'm Marissa. I'm not actually Southern, I was like, but where did I come from? I think I should start a new accent every time.
That's I love that. Marissa, and that's...
Hi, I'm Julia.
Julia's much more. Okay. Chris, off on holiday break. We call this the Christmas Eve Spectacular here on 94.5 PSD. So, Julia, I asked you, Julia, how prepped are you for Christmas?
Yeah, I thought I was in good shape.
You're feeling good?
I was feeling good. I was feeling really good.
And then?
And then my dad pulls me to the side the other day, very like shady, you know? He's like, Julia, your mom bought a bag of gifts for Abigail, my girlfriend, and is like, and they really stink. Like, they're awful gifts. Like, I was like, what bag are you talking about? I start freaking out because I moved Abigail's bags of gifts out of my room so I can wrap them. And he's like, yeah, it's the brown one that says Abigail, don't touch. And I was like, that was my bag of gifts that I got for my girlfriend. And I was like, what part of it sucked? Like, I don't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, again, for some element of surprise, you don't have to give away what was in that bag. But he straight up told her that the gift she was giving... her girlfriend.
Yeah, so I go to Abigail. I was like, I just have to let you know that my dad said that the gifts that I got you stink, and I'm really sorry if I ruined Christmas. Like, should we push back gift giving?
Now I'm so curious as to what they are.
They're not bad. She told me off air. She could tell you off air. I thought they were good gifts.
Thank you.
Like, I wasn't like, oh, that's jarringly bad or anything.
Thank you. You would think that I, like, had the worst stuff in this bag, the way that my dad was talking about it. And I was like, And it's the fact that he went about it being like, yeah, your mom really dropped the ball on this one. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. I dropped the ball on this one.
And what did he expect your mom to give her?
I don't know. My mom is so nice to my girlfriend. She always gives her like $100. Yes. And she always gives her like, I don't know, something actual, like actually practical. So I think that when he saw this bag of tricks, he was like, what's going on?
Through the bag. So are you reshopping?
I'm definitely going to shop more today just to really, really add to it because I already told her that my dad said this awful stuff about my gifts. So now she's going in with low expectations. So if I oomph it up a little bit, we're going to raise the bar.
You have a point. I think you should do that for every time. Even if your dad doesn't say that, I think you should say, man, these gifts, everyone's saying my gifts for you are really bad. And then you go in and it's the best.
I know. I should do that for our next anniversary. I should be like, happy anniversary. My dad, though, he did go through the gifts again.
Eventually, you'll have to change the relative and be like, you know, my brother said it was really bad. Yeah. See, you've just learned my biggest dating advice for anyone. Like, in dating, I always set the bar really low. Like, I always am like, oh, I'm a mess this way. I'm bad at this. Like, I set the bar so low when I've started dating someone early in a relationship for myself. If you could see off air the look Marissa just gave me. She put her hand on her hip and glared at me when I said the bar really low. Why did you glare at me when I said it like that?
Because shouldn't you start it at least at a medium?
No. My goal in life is to always be at exceeds expectations.
And if the expectations are low, it's so easy to exceed them.
Is it? If I got a comment card, it would be exceeds expectations. No?
I think that you would, but I do the opposite. I think I always start by doing too much, and then I start dwindling out, and then I'm scared that she's going to be like, I'm over this, you know?
Why are we Southern?
Now I have an accent.
You've inspired us, I think, this morning, Marissa. Okay.
Wow.
Good morning. It is Chris and the crew. It is our Christmas Eve.
94.5 PST.
94.5 PST. Are you ready? It is time to call someone and see if they answer the phone singing a Christmas carol. So let's try Mary.
Deck the halls with bells of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season Mary. To be jolly, fa la 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 la. I'm listening. Keep going. I listen to it every day. I won. I can't believe it. I listen every day.
Mary, you did it. Congratulations. You knew to sing a Christmas carol.
Yes, I had to get something here.
All right, we could still call you if you give us your phone number in the 94.5 PST app chat right now. Answer the phone, sing a Christmas carol. You could win. We could be calling you until 10 o'clock with Chris and the crew. It is Chris and the Crews, Christmas Eve, Eve Spectacular. Good morning. I am Joe. We'll do roll call once again. We'll go this direction this time.
I'm Julia.
Should I do another accent this time?
No.
I'm Marissa.
Marissa, just that's Marissa in her normal voice. This day every year, there are no rules. It's kind of our last full normal show before Christmas. The only serious thing we have ahead of us this morning are the day 11 of our 12 wishes of Christmas. Other than that, the girls don't necessarily know everything that I have planned. So I did warn Julie. I said, I'm going to have you leave the building at some point today. And I didn't tell you doing what. So I just stacked you up with a stack of prizes. I'm going to go get you the key to the van. You're going to take that van around town. It's not. We were a little worried about the weather. It's not actively snowing. If you're getting out going this morning, it's fine from at least Mercer County south, north and west of that, not so much. We're going to send you into some stores. We're going to send you into maybe some coffee shops. Ooh. And you're just going to be our buddy the elf. Your goal right now is to go around town spreading Christmas cheer, okay?
I love that. I'm so excited.
We'll have you call in. I got you a place. So if you see the PSD van anywhere, if you see her in the PSD van, start honking a lot at her. Just scare her. Make Julia pull over so much that she has to give you something out of the back of it. But again, you're gonna hit the road. I hear Kohl's is open.
I love Kohl's.
You probably have some.
Maybe
shopping
I'll see some of you guys at Kohl's.
I'm not sure which one we're sending you to or anything, so we're going to figure all that out. We will do that over the next couple of minutes. And of course, the shenanigans continues. Mary was our first winner this morning when we called her. She's got a PST little prize pack on the way to her. Julia, we'll see what prizes you have in the van. But if you enter your phone number right now in the PST app as well, we might call you for your chance to win that. We may hear from a psychic this morning. I don't know if it's my fault or her fault. She and I weren't syncing up when I tried to book her to come on the show this morning. So we'll see if that happens. There's a lot more crazy. Oh, you also, do either of you know about Festivus?
For the rest of us?
Yeah, right? The Seinfeld holiday?
Oh, yeah.
It's the day we air grievances, so maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
Either we have grievances with me. Yep. You're
not
relatively
yet.
New.
Yes, but maybe that's an off-air topic, Joe.
No. It's their best aired in public here on PST. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I am Joe. That is Marissa. She's still in the studio with me.
Hiya.
Julia is officially on the streets. It is snowing in parts of the area, so be careful out there. We'll get the traffic and weather for you in a little bit. Julia is, I believe, headed to a secret location in Yardley, Pennsylvania, to a retail location that might be already open, possibly named Kohl's, and a area star. Is it Starbucks or Dunkin' near it?
There's a Starbucks near it.
And she has a van full of PST prizes. And what chaos she gets into in that store, we don't know. But basically, buddy, if you know somebody working at the Kohl's in Yardley or the Starbucks, Buddy the, our closest thing to Buddy the Elf is arriving in about 20 minutes.
I think Julia is the closest thing to Buddy the Elf have in the building.
I did bring a Christmas onesie that I haven't changed into yet, but we might do that at some point. So, Marissa, I have a hot take this holiday season. I have a real hot take every year, and you were like, oh, I like that song. So this one, you know, I'm trying to get to the thing. Here we go. This one. You know, this song, Christmas wrapping, I have a hot take with it.
I like that song.
The waitresses need to get their crap together. Okay, so I have some thoughts on this song. So, okay, I'm going to just let it play for a second here, okay? I think we're getting to the part of the song where I have a real issue with it. Ready? Yeah, here we go. Guess what I forgot? Okay, so now, okay, first off, in the song, actually, let me set the scene for those who don't know the song. This song should be called He's Just Not That Into You. From throughout the year, she's been chasing this guy, right? She's like, we were supposed to meet up for 4th of July, and then something happened, and then Halloween party, got a flat tire. Like, right, throughout the year, she can't get the guy. Magically, it's Christmas Eve, and now this girl, who is so exhausted from the year, suddenly is like, oh, how am I going to go on tonight? I have my world's smallest turkey, right? First off, the guy's not just not that into you. She left her house for cranberry. Is this the first time you're digesting the lyrics?
Yes. I've never really thought about it.
Okay.
I just know that Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And it's just really funky. Yeah, I never really thought about the lyrics.
So now she's getting into the grocery store, right? And who's in the line but this guy? So they both forgot cranberry sauce for their solo Christmas dinner. The one thing that felt the need to go out in this cold and snow, and suddenly like, oh, we're together. It's so nice.
If that, I would never allow that to be my origin of any relationship.
Right?
Chasing this guy all year, and the thing that brings us together is probably arguably the worst Thanksgiving food and Christmas food out there.
And the guy was not into her. If he wanted to see you, he would have taken a taxi after his car didn't start and all that stuff.
He probably saw her and was like, oh my God, this girl.
of the year on Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station, because we follow no rules. You can tell we're not following. Like, normally we have a bit of a clock and a semblance of normalcy around here. There is none. Chris is off for the rest of the morning, so it is Joe. Marissa is here. Julia is hitting the streets. She's kind of our Buddy the Elf this morning. We've sent her into the streets to spread Christmas cheer across PST Nation.
Singing it loud for all to hear. She's the best Buddy the Elf I think we could ask for.
So let's say good morning. She was here with us. We sent her out in the van with a lot of prizes and fun and festivities in it. Julia, you're standing outside of the Kohl's store, which is like the only retailer open. Are there people? Does it look like there's people inside the store?
It does. The parking lot is honestly pretty full right now.
Already?
So I'm going to make my entrance. I'm going to go right in. I'm walking in now.
Oh my God, Julia, be
and
careful.
I'm really
Don't get arrested.
The holiday spirit.
Don't get arrested.
I'm going to try not to, but I'm looking around for someone fun, and I just want to sing a little Last Christmas, and
okay.
I'll see if anyone joins in. So
I can't wait to see how this goes.
Last Christmas, I gave you all the very next day, you gave it away this year.
They're like harmonizing.
I'll give it to someone special.
Okay.
Julia, oh say hello. Right. Who is that? Who'd you find?
My name's Ruby.
Ruby, are you shopping this morning or are you working?
I'm working this morning.
Ruby, is it busy yet?
It has been, yes, waves of busyness.
Waves of busyness. I'm guessing Julie is your favorite customer so far this morning?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, do you mind if she walks around the store and terrorizes shoppers for a few minutes with her fun?
Oh, no, absolutely. She told me I'm welcome in the Sephora. She said, go right
welcome.
In.
Oh, so she's not even getting kicked out. She's got the red carpet.
Ruby,
I got the special royalty treatment from Ruby here. So we're feeling the holiday vibes, and she was ready to sing. She jumped right in with me.
Ruby, can you ask Ruby if they have access to an intercom? Can Julia hijack the intercom?
Oh,
maybe not. I don't
know. But maybe we'll find out. I'll venture out and we'll see what we can do.
We'll go and find the manager after this.
Yeah, we'll
just start
the manager.
Working up.
Julia, I want you to start walking around the store and like harassing shoppers next, okay?
All right, I'll try my best.
We'll see. Don't get arrested. The only rule I told you today was don't get arrested. Also, you have a bag full of like Santa's prizes and stuff. Make sure Make sure Ruby's taken care of. All right, if you're in the Yardley area, be careful. All right. So, Julia, we're going to put you on hold. Don't get in trouble. Start walking around the store. Okay. Let us know what kind of cash you get into. We'll see how that goes for her. Good morning. It is the wild edition of Chris and the Crew here on 94.5 PSC. I'm not really sure I know what's coming up next. I'm not really sure Marissa knows what's coming up next.
I never know what's coming up next.
Good morning. It's Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I am Joe. That is Marissa. Julia is kind of with us this morning. She's out in Yardley right now causing chaos with last minute shoppers. I'm curious what she finds. She had a great sport in Ruby, who played a Christmas game with her. Oh, Julia, if you're listening, maybe have some people play some reindeer games. Or something.
Oh, that'd be good.
Be good, you know, a little bit. I'm pulling up a game here that I thought would be ready by now, but this is what we call stalling in the industry. We're going to stall for a second here on 94.5 PST. So I thought I had this ready to go, but I'm having a little technical hurdle. So we're going to give me another second to see if I get that.
I was going to say, I want to be able to help you, but I don't even know what the game is.
Yeah, because it was a surprise game that I was working on. It's going in the background. It's just going to take a hot second to go. I will tell you as well this morning that we are obviously, it is snowing a little bit, but the good news is it looks like so far, it's not that bad, right? I think like around here, the road looks fine. So if you're getting up this morning and worrying about that, I would say you're going to be in fine shape. And there we go. That's how you know I'm moving. I'm almost there. We're almost there. My game is almost ready. And my game is ready. Okay. Marissa, how well do you think you know Christmas songs?
I would like to think pretty well.
Okay. So I'm going to play a song. And when it stops, I want you to tell me the next word.
Oh, okay.
She's like, oh, I wouldn't sign up
for this. The issue now is that now I'm put on the spot, so now I think I'm going to mess it up.
You're kind of my test subject. I want to show how this game works, and then we'll have some listeners call in and play after this. All right, Marissa, you ready? So get into the vibes. Here she goes.
Magic reindeer click.
She sang it. Let's see if she's right. She's one for one. All right, this is going to be sudden death. You're going to go Until
I get it wrong?
Until you get it wrong. You're going to go with this until you get it wrong. All right, ready? I have another one for you. Here we go.
Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Wow, two for two.
And I'm singing it too.
And you're singing. Well, this whole day is full of a lot of music is what it pieces together. All right, are you ready? Here's another one. This one's tougher. This one, if you get this one, coffee's on me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm giving you about 15 seconds to get into the vibe. It's the best time of year.
Oh.
Three words after that are coming. It's the best time of year.
The happy holiday.
She skipped a few words there. It's the best time of year. All right. You know what? This wasn't how I planned on doing this, but you know what? If you know the next three words in that song, call us now. 609-243-9778. We'll take those calls in a second. Can you do some skipping of some stuff there? We're doing this live on the fly. 609-243-9778. I am going to press play on that one more time to get us set up. If you know that, I think I have tickets for you to see twice the K-pop superstars when they come to the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Are you ready? Here's the in. All right, the next three words in that song, if you know it, call us now. Actually, we have a contestant. We weren't planning on this. I was going to go to commercial, but let's go to the phones. We're going to do this live. Yeah, yeah. A little risky.
I'm going to go straight just to the first one that I
click. Okay. All right, PST, good morning. Who's this?
This is Melanie.
All right, Melanie, I'm going to play the song, and you have to finish the lyric. You ready?
I think I know it without you playing it.
Well, for dramatic sake, Melanie, let us play the game, okay, Melanie? Gosh, I appreciate the spectacle. All right, Melanie, do it just like Marissa. I want you to sing it if we go it, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
It's the best time
for
of year. And she sang it. You did it. That's exactly what it is. Here's NSYNC doing it if you wanted the... Good job. All right, Melanie, we got you tickets. I got you tickets right here to go see twice the K-pop superstars at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. We'll get you those in a second. You know what, Marissa? I had no plan, so we'll keep this game going. If you want to play, if you think you can take us on, it's kind of our version of Can't Be Chris this morning, call us now to play 609-243-9778. And after these commercials, we'll play round two. Here we go. All right. We have two contestants lined up. We're playing a Christmas edition of Finish the Lyric. I believe we go to Newtown, right? Rebecca, you're in Newtown this morning, right?
That's right.
All right, Rebecca, what are you doing? It sounds like you were driving. You going to work?
I am driving. I'm going to work.
Okay.
And then after work, traveling.
Where are you going? Grandma's?
Going to Ohio.
Going to Ohio? Are you driving to Ohio today?
Thankfully, I'm not personally driving, but I will be in the car.
You'll be a passenger princess. Who's driving you?
That's right. My father-in-law.
Your father-in-law. All right, Rebecca. How far of a drive is that?
It's like 9 hours. That
is a lot of work. All right, Rebecca, let's see. Do you want I have a few here. So do you want a classic Christmas song or more classic, or do you want a more modern one?
Let's do more modern.
More modern. All right. Let me pick. Yeah. All right. I think you'll be okay with this one. Let's see. Here we go. All right. I hope you remember you picked more modern. So if it doesn't work for you, remember that I tried. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready? Marissa's got me ready for this. All right. I'm going to give you about 15 seconds of the song. And then when it stops, shout the lyrics at us. Here we go. Christmas,
all right. Every day that I'm with you. Look at the lights. Twinkling bright 24/7. Every inch of Central Park
is covered in white. This could be the what's the word? This could be
heaven.
Oh, I think you got it. I don't know that I have the answer in front of me, but yes, you definitely got it. The answer is heaven. I don't have the correct mile in front of me. Rebecca, you did it. I knew it was heaven. It's taking me a second to get the. You did it. I'm very impressed, Rebecca. I was like, oh, the other. I had a more classic one for you, but here we go. Here we go. Are you a Joe Bro fan? Did you know that?
I'm not a huge Joe Bro fan, but I'm a huge
Christmas pop fan.
Okay. Well, Rebecca.
That's bringing so much joy.
That's such an interesting niche to be a fan of.
Rebecca, all afternoon I'll be thinking of you because I will not be driving to Ohio. So have a safe trip. Merry Christmas, Rebecca. We got all your info off air, so we'll get you those tickets to go see Twice. February 24th at the Xfinity Mobile Arena. Marissa, we have time right now. There are no rules, so we have time, for one more.
I was going to say, there are no rules.
There are literally no rules.
If you want me to pick up another call,
we just have Julia hanging out in a Kohl's this morning. There are no rules. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, PST. Who's this?
Hi, this is Josh. How are you?
Hey, Josh. Yeah, you're in Phillipsburg, right?
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Let's see. I have a few options here on my screen. Do you want a more modern or do you want a classic Christmas song?
I'm definitely going to go classic. After the last one.
Did you not know the last one?
I did not. I mean, I like Jonas Brothers, but I didn't know it.
Okay. Modern is what messed me up when I played. So.
And I'm going to offer you a lifeline as well. Now, she doesn't know the answer necessarily, but I'm offering you Marissa as a lifeline, okay? So if you don't know it, just shout for her for help, okay? She truly doesn't. Right. She doesn't even know what song it's about to be. But here we go. You get about 15 seconds, and when it's over, shout the next couple of words at me. Here we go.
Oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her.
Kiss her?
One for me.
You know, we have very good singing audience here, Marissa, because...
Kiss her once for me.
That is, in fact, correct.
Josh,
all right.
I think you should come out with a Christmas album.
Josh is like, probably not happening
probably
anytime
not
soon.
Happen.
All right, Josh, hang a line. We'll get you some info. We'll get you those tickets to go see Twice at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in South Philly. They are there. That probably makes a good Christmas gift, I would think, at this point for someone as well. Let me just do one thing on my end here. Again, as Marissa has been telling you all morning, the road's not that bad. I think that's a big question. Not that bad in our immediate area. And coming up next, we'll check in with Julia, who's still rolling.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
All right, we're coming up into a stretch where we're about to spend a lot of time with our family. So I found a list of how to practice some self-care during the next couple of days. Change your mindset. You can't be responsible for all the magic. Somewhere out there, there's a mom, probably who just met Julia in a Kohl's or in a Macy's, who's probably like, which because they're out shopping today. I don't mean that Julia made them do that. I mean that's probably the chaos that happens. And you don't need to be all the magic. Things will sort themselves out. Holiday self-care should include healthy boundaries. And you should focus on your mental health throughout the holiday season. An important reminder, right? We all can sometimes remember that. All right, so yesterday we told you that Olivia Rodrigo had split from her two-year boyfriend, Louis Partridge, an up-and-coming actor he's from the UK. Now, overnight, I heard from my girls at Demois. I think they're girls. I don't know. I love that account. They're saying that Olivia was devastated. She was blindsided by the breakup. And it's not only affecting her just personally, it's affecting her professionally. They say, now I can't confirm this professionally, but they say she was reportedly about to drop her new album. The first single was going to be a love song, very positive about Louis Partridge. And now Olivia is rethinking and retooling that whole thing. The whole video was supposed to be kind of about him. And so they're retooling it and we may not get that song right away.
I'm kind of hoping she gives us a whiplash of an album,
right?
Where it's love, 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 hate, 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 anger, anger. I think that'd be so good. I think that'd be so her.
That's realistic art, you know? Like, I think people give Taylor a lot of crap for when she fell in love, her songs weren't as good. That's life, right? Like, we've now experienced all the emotions with her. I'm here for it, too. Chrissy Teigen revealed that she knocked her tooth out with a candy cane. So a kind of a reminder, it was one of her front teeth. She revealed on Instagram that the tooth was a veneer she popped off that popped off when she tried to crack a candy cane. She attended her kid's school recital the next day without that veneer.
All she wants for Christmas is her one front tooth.
Right? Imagine being a celebrity and being like, I have to go out in public without a tooth that everyone knows you have. All right. Who is the sexiest Santa of all time? This became a debate on Sunday, and I started following this online too. The Instagram account Betches started asking, who's the sexiest Santa of all time? Do you know what, like, from in terms of movies, right? Can you think of one off the top of your head? That's kind of a hot Santa. It's okay if you can.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen made the list, but you would say sexy?
I don't think sexiest, but I just named, I named a Santa that I thought would be on the list.
So he was on the list. Kurt Russell in The Christmas Chronicles. David Harbour in Violent Night, and you know who is the sexiest. That's the one I was thinking of. Justin Hartley in A Bad Mom's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's Justin Hartley. He does that whole, like, striptease scene in that movie. That's much better than that. Billy Bob Thornton did not make the list, by the way, because he's in Bad Santa. Yeah, didn't make the list. So yeah, sexiest Santa. Apparently, though, overall, everyone voted the one with the most votes. Apparently, was Kurt Russell. Kind of old.
I mean, some people are into that.
He's Goldie Hawn's husband, so he's old. All right.
Some people are into that.
All right, there we go. This is Scoop. This is the Christmas Eve spectacular. We have more chaos coming up soon. Nation 94.5 PST. I am Joe. That is Marissa. Julia is still out on the streets causing chaos this morning. We are Chris and the crew this morning. We're Chris-less, but every year we call this the Christmas Eve Spectacular.
I was going to say, we are the crew, no Chris.
No Chris. We are the Chris-less Chris and the crew on Christmas Eve. Right? Yeah, today's Eve. We'll check in with Julia in a few minutes. She's out on the streets causing chaos. She ran to one of our coworkers.
Yes. She called and she's like, oh my gosh, is that Tony?
We're like, oh my God. We may or may not have heard a rumor that she may have been nicely asked to leave the one of the retail locations she was in today. Because she's our festive elf. She's the closest thing we have to an elf here. Not because of her height, because of her jolly nature.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it's not going to be us.
No, we're a little curmudgeon-y. You know, again, there are no rules all morning. So I didn't know this, and I guess if I had prepared her, she could have done it a little bit better. Marissa is a bit psychic.
I am.
So we're going to tap into that a little bit here.
Okay.
So when you say you're a bit psychic, you do tarot readings, which I didn't know. I would have to bring your cards.
I do. I'm about 80% correct, I've been told.
Okay.
Which I think is a pretty decent, for someone who doesn't really practice it.
Yeah, so I mean, if I ask you 10 things, 8 of them are going to come true, which I'm not necessarily okay. So I want to ask you about both my personal life and can I ask you only yes or no questions? Like, how do you do a reading?
Think of it like a magic 8-ball.
Okay.
Maybe.
Everything's going to be... Whenever I got that, I would always be like, the answer is not clear right now.
Try again later.
Okay. So question number one I'm going to ask you. Will King Charles die next year?
No.
Okay. We're keeping a little chart here of the things you like. I'm asking some pop culture things.
I was gonna say next year we'll double check it. We'll see what's happened.
Yeah, remember I have access to this audio to fact check you.
Oh gosh.
I can only ask yes or no, so I can only think of you as a magic 8-ball. Will I still be in my relationship next year? Oh, she says no to this. She's
yes.
Okay, that's okay. Same one.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she said yes confidently to both of them. Okay. Let's see. I didn't know how psychic you were, so I was a little caught off guard by this. Will Justin Bieber finally tour next year?
To be determined. No.
No.
I say no.
Will Harry Styles drop new music?
Yes.
Okay. New music. Will we get Olivia Rodrigo music?
Yes.
Yes, she said to that. Will Taylor Swift's wedding actually happen?
Yes.
Yes. Will Taylor Swift get pregnant? Will Taylor Swift announce a pregnancy next year?
Oh, no.
No. You're saying no. Will Travis Kelce retire?
No.
He won't retire?
Well, eventually, not next year.
Not next year? Oh, wow.
I think he's going to play one more.
Oh, okay. Wow. Psychic Marissa, they're all locked in. I asked you about 10, so two of them are going to be wrong.
Two will be wrong.
The other eight are going to be correct.